We've got a big one on tap this weekend. It's the Cowboys and Eagles, the arch rivals. And so anytime it's Eagles week, we like to eavesdrop on Philadelphia All Sports Radio. So, Jared, let's tune in and listen to the Touchdown Brothers, their morning show in Philly.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, David Moore from the Dallas Morning News. David, thanks for coming on there. And what a homer, man. I'm so tired of it. Why do we have him on?
I don't know.
He's come down here. Jason Garrett, he's such a good coach. Oh, Jerry built a new practice facility.
Yeah,
who cares, man?
Always this. The star.
The star. We got a new practice facility. Oh, boy, the Cowboys are fighting. Did you hear the joy in his voice?
I'm sick of it, too. Sick of David Moore. Once again, thanks for having him on. Thank him for coming on there. You know, he's just...
He needs to be ripped, for
does,
one thing.
He
for
does.
The, just always taking the Cowboys angle to everything.
We're the only ones in the whole nation that has the guts to rip David Moore.
Yeah. David, consider yourself ripped.
Yeah, you know what? He's such a...
Whoa!
Did we get that? Sorry.
What are you doing,
man? I wasn't thinking.
Did we get that?
Frito, did we get that?
All right. We got it. Okay.
Yeah,
that's a move. Sorry about that.
All right.
So what do we got coming up,
Jimmy? Well, we had a great last hour. Not only did we have David Moore on, but we also had Mickey Spagnola, Brady Tinker, David Newberry, and Robert Wolanski, who came on to share some of his favorite Texas State fan memories.
Why did we turn this show into Dallas?
I don't know.
That wasn't even a good show back in the 70s on TV.
Listen to Down and Distance, the Touchdown Brothers. Yeah. I'm Jimmy Amendola. He's Tony Ragu. All right, we got to talk Cowgirls.
Oh, yeah, the Cowgirls this week. You know, they're pretty full of themselves, the 5-1. Hey, they finally found a decent quarterback.
Hey, we always told you that Tony Romo sucked. You're just now figuring it out.
He's a backup.
Yeah, so finally you got a good quarterback down there.
Yeah, what's his name? North Dakota State?
Well, no, it's Dakota Prescott. Dakota Prescott.
Wait, what?
Rain Dakota Prescott.
Rain's his first name?
I think so.
That's crazy.
It's like
man.
The chocolate rain. Hey. Some state drive at Otter's Field.
Whoa, chocolate rain.
What?
What are you doing?
Well, I'm singing a song.
Yeah,
it's
I know, but that's
chocolate
kind of,
rain.
That's kind of, you know, it's kind of racist, man.
Racist?
Well, it's not racialist. No, it's racist.
Yo, I think the word is racialist.
No, it's not.
I think it's like an American English thing.
No. I got 50 books on the English language, and trust me, that is not a word, okay?
Okay, fine, but I'm just saying, you know, it's just like the Taizonde song. Chocolate rain,
okay,
the school
yeah,
books
yeah,
say,
yeah,
you
yeah,
can't
yeah,
be
yeah,
here
I
again.
Know, I heard a stupid
all
thing.
Right,
it
right,
was
right.
stupid.
Dude,
that's all.
Back off. Back
okay,
off.
All right, it's fine. I'm a little tense. It's Dallas week, and I know how much they suck, but I can't believe the 5-1. How are the Cowboys 5-1?
I don't know, man. This is, you know, it's one of these flukes. I think they're only 5-1 because the Eagles have let them be 5-1.
Yeah, probably. Let's look at a pre-season predictions. Oh, I had them at 5-11, so they're done, right? They've hit the win total. One more than last year. They're pretty much done. Yeah, sucks. Hey, you know, I watched the Eagles-Minnesota game for like the 10th time, and... got to tell you something about Carson Wentz, man. He's starting to remind me of somebody.
Yeah?
You feeling what I'm
I think I know where you're going here.
He reminds me of the Polish rifle. Jaws!
Yeah, that's right. Carson does remind us of Jaws.
Yeah, it totally does. I mean, the way he throws it down there.
Yeah, the way he throws the ball all over the place.
He's a leader. I mean, I don't even think he's thrown an interception. I don't know.
We need to go to the phones here. Are you ready to go to the phones? Who we got up first? Sal in South Philly. You're on with the Touchdown Brothers.
Well, a very pleasant good morning to you, two gentlemen.
Hey, Sal, how's it going there, Sal? Good to hear from you, Sal.
May I introduce myself as a new and improved Mr. Salvatore Parmesan?
Much improved.
My mother made me go to finishing schools, so now I am calling you, two gentlemen, as a new and improved caller.
All wow, right. You got all kind of manners and everything, huh, Sal?
Indeed I do. In fact, I would like to have banter and repartee about the action on the gridiron with you two gentlemen.
There's no way that repartee thing's a word.
I don't know what that is. Look that one up. Not a word. I got 50 bucks on the English.
I find Mr. Douglas Peterson to be the finest football coach I've ever witnessed. Do you two's gentlemen concur?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So prim and proper.
Yeah, the best thing since Vermeil or Reed. I can't tell which.
Yes, yes. And finally, one question for you two's gentlemen.
All right.
Yeah, go ahead. That's up.
Do the Cowboys suck or what?
Oh! He did it! I knew it couldn't last. Finishing school didn't take. All right, coming up next hour, we've got a guy who says he's the morning drive host down there in Dallas. It's Justin Montemayor, the Monty. You're about to get Montified next on the Touchdown Brothers.
Man, that show is explosive.
Sucks so bad.
They go nowhere. We gave him 5 minutes, and then he'd get anywhere.
Oh, wasted time.